What's up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. This is the postcast edition, recording on Sunday, October 6th, 2024. Postcast, winning postcast edition, upset postcast edition. Your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for taking time out of your weekend to join us here on the first weekend of October. Looking much forward to a gigantic week next week. My goodness, across the board. Yours truly will be in Chicago at this time running one of the biggest races in the world, the Chicago Marathon, one of the seven world majors in the world. You have K-State. Hopefully, we'll take down Colorado next week on the football side. They're off this week and so much more. Tennis was in action. We'll catch up with you on that going on through the week here on the podcast, and maybe we might get one extra bonus edition over on the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That's Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast over on the Podbean app. Download the Podbean app right now if you don't have that as well. With myself and Alex Aiden over there, maybe we'll see with, of course, the Royals. And I'm going to start with this before we jump into the K-State win last night, volleyball over Iowa State. Damn, I know my team's out, but the Royals-Yankees game, that was some good stuff last night. They, unfortunately for the Royals, come on the wrong side of it by one there with making small mistakes that don't make. We'll see how they respond in game two tomorrow night. Tomorrow afternoon. I don't know. I don't have their division series schedule at the moment. I've been too focused on trying to get myself ready to go for this upcoming weekend. Not talking about the remainder of the weekend. Talking about next weekend. But yeah, that was one of the probably better. I mean, there have been so much happening this week. So many good games across the board, and so many upsets in the college football world, coming home, trying to catching up with this, and then seeing Tennessee stumble against Arkansas, and then the big one, obviously, hot damn. talking about Vanderbilt. Who had Vanderbilt upset Alabama? Anybody? Yeah, just say what now? Yeah, if you didn't hear it before, Vanderbilt upset Alabama. Either Alabama took down Georgia in their winning streak last weekend. So, hey, that's college sports for you, baby. And transitioning right on in to our end, K-State volleyball. Yes, the football team's off. They'll be back in action in a huge game with Colorado next Saturday night in late night primetime again. And I already kind of talked about this over this week on the podcast there. The coaching staff, Chris Klieman, not happy about playing at night. Well, we got two big teams going on. Hey, it is what it got. You got to deal the cards with, dealt with, right? And K-State volleyball team, boy, they were in trouble last night. And then all of a sudden, something flipped a switch there. We talked about on this podcast a lot, reverting to the volleyball team, that, hey, you know, you need a couple breaks here and there to go your way. This, you know, you're off to a slow start, ruckish start, but not without effort, right? They've been in these tight games, tight matches, and headed for their way, right? Well, this was a gigantic comeback. If this doesn't set it off, have some momentum going the rest of the season, I don't know what is, but the Cats down 2-0, rallied back to reverse sweep Iowa State last night at home, Morgan Family Arena, where, again, I have said this over and over in this podcast, last year they were so tough at home. This year they've let a couple slip away. They did not let this one slip away. They came back and just put the jinx on Iowa State. Full 5 sets to do it there, as the first set and second set, they lost by a combination of 4 points, 30-28. That could have been easily be K-State could have pulled out state set one. They couldn't do it. And then lost set two, 25-23. And then the storm come calling, right? 28-26. Needing a couple extra points there, right? in a domination, really, the fourth and fifth set, really, that's turned the tide right there. Fourth set, you win 25-17, and then just took over, all over Iowa State, 15-10. So the Cats hand Iowa State their first loss in Big 12 play, and more importantly for our volleyball team, led by Brenna Schmidt, had a huge game last night. I would say yesterday afternoon, last night, same thing with the weird time difference now. It feels so much later than it feels like. But Brenna Schmidt, we have not said anything about her on this podcast, at least this season yet, until right now. Match high with that size, 11 blocks last night there. Had one solo and 10 of them was assisted there. She became the first Wildcat to register 10 or more blocks. And you got to go back to the great Sydney Boulding against TCU 2 years ago. Jordan Williams, 9 blocks along with that. Hang on a second. Okay. All right. Sorry about that. 9. Now I lost track. Jordan Williams, 9. And then, of course, Anya Clinton had a huge game herself with 6. Ella Larkin leading the back row with 23 digs on the night. Simone Sims, oh gosh, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. Simone Sims, it's almost the same thing, it's abbreviated, but Simone Sims, let's get it right, 14 digs to go along with that as well. Cats, over 60 kills on the evening, 63 to be a total there as well. Aaliyah Carter, the other AC squared, part of the AC squared combo, 19 kills. Meg Brown, 14. Liz Gorowski, 13. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer on a winning podcast, postcast edition. K-State volleyball team, women's volleyball team, comes all the way back. Knocks off Iowa State last night at home. 3-2. Izzy Swieski, 31 sets on the night. 13 digs. Ava LeGrand have on a stat sheet here. Double-double. Fourth of the season here for LeGrand. 20 assists along 15 digs there as well. Huge momentum here. Now, you got to go on the road now. Take on Cincinnati. October 10th. I'm trying to think of that. What's in my head now? That has to be Thursday because I'm leaving Friday. Yep, that is this upcoming Thursday because I leave for Chicago on Friday morning. Yeah, so that's Thursday night. No, Thursday late afternoon, first serve at 5 p.m. If you don't have ESPN Plus, ESPN app, what are you waiting for? I know I say this all the time, but seriously, that's where you're going to find a lot of these games. Volleyball, women's soccer, women's volleyball, and coming up very, really soon, women's basketball is going to be, some games going to be on that, men's basketball following that. So, a lot going on here in the month of October. Coach Mansfield, after the huge win last night, quote, obviously, I'm really happy that we finally waited to come back after dropping the first two sets. We had opportunities to win those sets, and we were really close, right? So the way we responded, after the second set was great. We came out, played really well, gave ourselves another chance, and found a way to win. That momentum carried us into the fourth and fifth sets as well. I'm really proud of the girls. We've been working hard. And it was a quick turnaround after a tough loss just 2 days ago. Like I told them, welcome to the 2024 season. K-State volleyball finally showed up. And it did. It did last night there. I'm going to continue on with Coach Mansfield's quotes here. He goes on to talk about Brent Schmidt's huge night. Quote, as a team, we had 21 blocks. Schmidt and Jordan Williams are both more than capable of dominating matches like that. It was really special to see that from both of them tonight. I'm really happy for Brenna and Jordan. They've been putting in a lot of hard work there. End quote there as well. My. So, like I said, if this don't get you started, then get you fired up for the season, then what is? Right? So, congratulations there, Case. And I probably should pull up the Big 12 volleyball standings while I'm on this right now. Cincinnati is 11-3 overall, 2-1 in the Big 12. Let me see if I can do that right now. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer in the house for a couple minutes on this winning postcast edition. K-State 3, Iowa State 2. I do have the standings pulled up right now. So KU leads it. Just focus on the Big 12 right now. Baylor, Arizona State. Well, yeah, KU, there's a tie up top. No, it's not. KU leads by, Kansas. All right, slow down. Slow down, EG3. KU leads by a game over Baylor. Arizona State, Utah, tied for third. Cincinnati, that the K-State's playing on Thursday night, this upcoming Thursday, is sitting fifth right now. And then you got to go another -4 to K-State, who's sitting there in a tie for seventh or eighth with BYU, Houston, and the Wildcats sitting there at 2-2 in the conference. And that win puts Kansas State 4-9. Can they change that? Can they change that? They had to win some games because dropping these games to rank the opponents early season has kind of put them in a little hole. But this is a huge win on the at home. You couldn't get swept. You just could not do it there. So we'll see if this win can promote some more momentum on the road against a tough Cincinnati team on Thursday. But led by Brenna Schmidt last night, Jordan Williams and the rest of her teammates, the Cats get it done after trailing 2-0. You know how hard it is. I've seen my share of volleyball where you get down 2-0. Now again, I've seen it the reverse way too. That the team builds that momentum, they get that one, and they're like, okay, we're back in this game. So, but I've seen it. You know, once you're down 2-0, we've seen it so many times that you can't build that momentum. So definitely huge win last night for Jason Mansfield's team. Now let's see what they can get this upcoming Thursday afternoon against Cincinnati. K-State Women's Volleyball now 2-2 in the conference and +1 in the win column. 4-9 in the 2024 season. For a project podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it wherever podcasts are found. Free and available daily or whenever you have a chance to record Kansas State content. Folks, that's going to wrap things up for this postcast edition. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. The Pearl Project podcast continues in this weekend. Go Cats!